Hi, Richard. WB950 from K6JL. Yeah, so Peter, that's the touchy thing, I tell you. There's so much to it. We have several here in the area, and we have one that I have links programmed into my 2 meter radio here, so I could bring it up to Echolink. And it changed a little bit because we used to bring it up from ILP, so now they have Altstar, so its recording is a little different. But so we have two repeaters in the area that have link capability. One of them, is open and still, I need to make sure if I link it up that they don't have anything else going on. They're quite active, it's in the Santa Cruz area, and the other one is off limits. I mean, it has the capability, but just that the owner is always hovering. So if you link it up, you link it right back down. So I stopped using that one long time ago, many years ago. But it is. And then we had one repeater linked, one of people, somebody that we know here through Echolink. He linked the repeater, and then he was told not to do that permanently because they have that's going on, and I guess they don't. They said it's private. I don't see how it can be private on Echolink, but okay. So there are some rules, I guess, unwritten rules that we need to follow, but. I think what Bill was saying is that I guess we have a repeater linked over there and to his repeater or something, and it causes interference. So, we told actually somebody that too, and they had to take it down, fix the issue, and then bring it back up. But so that happens sometimes that they cause interference, and of course we have to take it down. But yeah, so nothing else here. And now I'm hungry. Just with Tomaten in Deutsch, in German it's Tomaten, tomato soup. Somebody said lasagna. Oh my God, that's good too. But now I'm hungry. Time for a late lunch. Guten Abend to dir auch, Richard, and good evening to all. And we'll see you soon. K6L, back to you, Richard.